Trying to coax food out of a desert is not easy, but somehow farmers in Israel managed to do it. Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Mike Spradling recently got an up-close and personal look at their production methods. Spradling joined other Oklahoma agriculture leaders attending the International Agritech Conference, and he explained his role.
Well, certainly mine was as an observer, I guess, and looked at the different technology and then how it's applied in the production all across Israel. We have a lot of natural resources here, but, I mean, I'll be one to admit, you know, we've taken those for granted for years. But, you know, it is coming to a point in time, and I think we're doing a great job to start to recognize the importance of our natural resources and the conservation that goes along with the responsible use of our natural resources. And we're moving that direction. In Israel, though, you know, it's they're doing their conservation by necessity, and because, you know, the lack of water means everything to them, and of course, every drop counts.
It must be a tremendous obstacle for Israeli farmers to have to try to coax a living from that soil while watching out for terrorists and landmines and missiles.
Well, we did go to several of the kibbutzes, which is a kind of a social farm. And one of the guides that was with us said that the story that he told about, you know, farming and some of that ground, and they put armor up in front of these tractors because the guards or the army across the borders would fire shots at them, not so much mortar or missiles, but just shooting at them. And so that was something that was kind of interesting to think about, that, you know, here in this country that we'd have to farm with armored plate on front of our tractor just so we could get the job done without fear of someone taking a shot at us.
Spradling and other Oklahoma agriculture leaders spent about 10 days studying how Israeli farmers feed their country using modern production methods. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.